I didn't wake up this morning hoping to have my mind blown and my heart. But it seems as though it should happen when we read these simple words as I opened up the gospel from the Magnificat some hour or so ago and read this. Jesus saying, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Okay. Hearts and minds should be blown at that simple fact. That the love that flows out of the heart of the eternal Father for his beloved Son, Jesus, his beloved, only begotten Son, is the same love that Jesus has for us. Insert hearts exploding and minds. If we could only begin to truly understand that reality, and this is coming from the mouth of Jesus himself. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. We have no idea what that really means. The love of the eternal Father for his Son is the same love that Jesus, his Son, has for us. Not collectively, it's, oh, I love you all, you're great. No, each and every one of us. Jen, Jack, John, Josh. And he said, I've told you this so that my joy might be in you and you can be completely joyful. And that's the precondition for being joyful, is understanding that. I mean, even beginning or trying or opening our hearts to just maybe the reality. And then he says this beautiful thing, so remain in my love. Now, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. It didn't say, if you keep my commandments, I will keep loving you. No, if you keep my commandments, you're going to stay in this dynamic flow of love, divine love we call grace, his divine life in us. If you don't keep my commandments, I'm still going to have the love of God the Father for me, for you. But it's good if you stay and obey my commands out of the simple delight in the fact that you are loved by me. And that's why we do what we do. Because we're loved beyond all telling. Then we stay and keep his commandments, and the joy continues to grow. But it starts with this simple reality. That the love that Jesus experiences from his eternal Father is the same love that he extends to us unconditionally, whether we keep his commandments or not. But that's why we do and should and want to and run to him in the confessional when we don't, to be back in that flow of love so that our joy may be complete. He wants nothing more. I love you, Jesus says, and I want you to be filled with joy. And if you understand, even begin to understand, he tells us how much I love you. No matter what, there will be joy. A joy that this world needs.